This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Talk Radio Review, an overview, if you will, of the charts that are created by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week. You know, the countdowns, the music countdowns that you hear on all the formats every weekend. They're big countdown shows, the countdown of the big AC and country music and rock and whatever else. So we cleverly decided about 23 years ago, Michael Harrison and I, that we were going to do a countdown of talk items, the news talk issues of the week, and so we've been doing it continually. Michael joins me later on. Right now, though, we have talk radio hosts involved in several different programs at different levels. From the DJV show, Jennifer Horn is here. She also is on the Morning Answer, KRLA in Los Angeles. She'll have some thoughts for us. We also have Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. And Fast Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. We'll be joined by another talk radio star. We're actually going to do something that we haven't done, I don't know, Richie, in all the years we did the countdown, have we ever actually done part of a program with one of the hosts on the air, actually while he was doing or she was doing her program on the air? I don't remember what
we did it with James Whale in London a couple of times when we had that program with him across the pond. Yeah. But, not in a while.
All right, so we're going to do that with Harry Hurley, who hosts Hurley in the Morning.
I get it. I see what he did there.
Yeah.
Hurley in the Morning.
Very humorous.
Yes, very. Anyway, he's a good guy. We're going to do. We'll be on with him in his program at the bottom of the hour. Right now, though, let's get to the list and some of the things that we ought to be talking about. Let's, because Jennifer loves to and is very good at talking politics, understanding the points of view of both sides. The number one issue this week, Jen, is the party impeachment talk from the Dems. And John Dean's testimony. I think I was absent, or at least paying no attention to John Dean, because it seems he's been yammering on for a while. I don't know.
You were the only one who was not paying attention to John Dean, because there was a helicopter crash in New York City on the afternoon of his testimony, and that took away a lot of media coverage. In fact, to the point where the Democrats are very upset that CNN and MSNBC didn't really offer coverage of that in favor of the helicopter crash. So I don't know how much of an impact.
CNN has never seen a crash it didn't want to play over.
Yeah, I think it was kind of a lemon.
Did they say Trump was behind the crash? Did they say
Trump? Yeah, probably, right?
Yeah.
He was. No, he coordinated the weather.
He hired a helicopter to wreck into the roof of a New York building.
Right. All right, anyway, so the thing that floors me is how the Democrats, as clueless as they seem to be, and I say this not being someone who's a partisan, really, the Democrats are so clueless. Well, the Republicans, they're all clueless. When it comes to talk of impeachment, though, all they do is not only shoot themselves in the foot, they amputate their foot. If they get impeachment, will do nothing for them except make sure that Trump gets reelected.
And pursue it if it's the right thing to do. But to bring in John Dean, who had nothing to do with the Mueller report, had nothing to do with investigating Trump, had nothing to do except act politically and draw correlations to Watergate, I don't know what that was about, other than
it's hearsay, gossip, BS. That's all it was. It was a stage show. You're right. Yeah. So anyway, let's move to the situation with immigration reform. Number two, there were a lot of stories floating around this week about the health and the well-being of these people, as if it was our responsibility to take care of people who have come to our border voluntarily.
I don't get that it's our responsibility. We are humanitarians, and
well,
we do
it is
like
when
to
they
help
come
people.
In with Ebola, we have to deal with it because there's no other option. And that's what a lot of people don't realize, that Africans and groups that are not Central Americans are coming in because they're aware of how our system is set up right now, and they're coming in and they're sick. And so, while it may not be our problem to take care of them, you can't let a bunch of people with Ebola go running around. You actually have to deal with it.
What this underscores, and I'd like Richie and Victoria to weigh in on this as well, what it does is we're sending a message out that's clear to the rest of the world. So if we let all these Mexicans in and all the problems that they have, then we must obviously be happy to take people in, as you've just suggested, who have problems in Africa, problems in Asia. Let's just, everybody comes and we'll just storm the walls. And so that's what we have.
People from Africa aren't storming the walls, but they are flying
They're coming here.
Well, they're waiting across the Rio Grande because they come in through Mexico now. They know that's the easiest path.
Well, but here's the broken system, is that once somebody's in the country, we have no way of knowing.
Yeah. They're gone.
They get off the grid, and it's over. They're in. They're done. Yeah. I mean, you know when you go to Europe, what hotel are you staying at? Okay, you move hotels. Okay, here's your passport, and they take your passport. And they track you everywhere you go, basically. Mm-hmm. We don't do that here. We need a system where when somebody comes into the country legally as a visitor, that we know where they are, because they land,
let's say you don't
get off
go
the
to
plane
hotel.
And go through immigration, they're a ghost.
Yeah, but let's just say they get in, they go buy a car, they get cash, buy a car, and start driving across the country. You're not going to know who they are, where the heck they are.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They're a ghost. Once they get in through immigration, it's it. They're in.
Well, and one of the issues, too, with the legislation that's on the books is that if you enter the country with a child, whether that's your child or anyone's child, or whether you've known them for 5 minutes or their whole lives, you're not eligible for deportation anymore. And so Lindsey Graham this week was on the floor of the Senate giving a PowerPoint presentation saying, look, regardless of what you think about the wall, border crossings are going to go up. They're on track to be over 1 million people apprehended at the border. We're being overwhelmed. And they know how to work the system. We're actually incentivizing human traffickers and drug traffickers and coyotes to have people spend their life savings to be sold a bill of goods. They get to our border, and sometimes they're abused and assaulted. There's all sorts of things that go on here. And if they enter the country with a kid, whether it's own or not, they are never eligible to be deported. So think about what message that sends out to people who want to do bad things at any cost.
Yeah. Victoria, what's your read on this?
I'm thinking about the children who are separated from their parents and the large number of children who are separated from their parents, and how we keep hearing about more and more children who are separated from their parents, and how it's like drawing teeth to get the correct number of children who've been separated from their parents. And I find that disturbing.
Disturbing how?
Because I think separating children from their parents, young children or medium-aged children from their parents, even if they've arrived illegally, do you not think that this is extremely traumatizing, Doug? And do you not think that this is a human rights issue? And do you not think that this is logically going to come back to bite everybody in 15 years' time in hearings?
Well,
I think we all agree with you there, but what do you think should be done about that?
I
think you don't separate children from their parents.
I think you don't do that.
It's the law right now.
Then you change the law.
Exactly, and Congress won't do it, and that's the real problem here, is that
Congress has to do it, and which side of Congress will not change the law whereby children cannot be separated from their parents? Congress has to agree. Congress has to work together. Congress has to be bipartisan.
Yeah, good luck on that.
Did you hear what Victoria said? That was funny, right?
Right. Which one?
Yeah,
Congress has to work together.
She made a joke. That's a joke.
The whole thing.
I will tell you the John Stewart smackdown.
Jokes on us. That was very good.
He gave it to them in full force this week, and I would be curious to see whether they even care. Because John Stewart basically said, you're an embarrassment. and you should be ashamed of yourselves. And he just gave it to him. And I just sat there and I watched that whole thing and I wondered whether do they really care?
Well, here's what's interesting to me about this is, first of all, the House has passed something now, but this isn't the first rodeo. John Stewart has been on the Hill before. I've followed this for years now. John Stewart lobbied for this on his show, and he's been on the Colbert Report about it, when it was the Colbert Report, talking about this issue. Then he called for hearings on the Hill. He couldn't get a hearing on the Hill. And then he finally got a, this isn't the first hearing on this. And he still couldn't get action. He was flanked by firefighters, and they were wandering and wandering out of the hearing. Now, to be fair to lawmakers, anybody who's been to hearings on the Hill, this is what they do. But this is a hearing on firefighters and other first responders who are dying.
And the money, if you didn't hear the story, what basically went on is Stewart went in as a New Yorker and chastised the congressional lack of leadership when it came to the insurance policies that are running out. The money to take care of these people who were the first responders is drying up. And they've sat on their hands or had their fingers in other places, their thumbs stuck someplace. And that's it. That's what their whole M.O., that's their modus operandi, is to do nothing, blame everybody else, sound like the stupidos that they are, and we keep reelecting them. And so who's the stupido?
And if you want to see smallest, if you want to see politicians just get smacked down, it's a good 5 minutes of smackdown.
Yeah, it is. It's a
great smackdown. What could make a big difference on this, and I really hope that it will, is that you've got a New Yorker in the White House.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't exactly speak the same language, but yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, in this circumstance, he realizes, he knows, he was there, he gets it. So let's see. Yeah,
he hasn't said anything yet, and the hearing was this week. He's got advisors, and he's got talk radio on his side. So it's time for talk radio, I think, to start putting some pressure on President Trump that this is your issue.
Too bad we didn't know about this last week for the Talkers Convention. We could have made something out of it, Victoria, during that conversation. All right, let's move to a way for all of you to consider staying healthy, getting healthy, being healthy, and it starts with what you weigh. You will, if you're overweight, you will not be healthy. It's that simple. We all know it. We all think that we want to maintain that good-looking body, but we don't because we eat the wrong things, we eat too much, and we don't pay attention to our weight. Or if you do, it's crash diet here, crash diet there. Take some kind of weird thing that has all kinds of additives to it, and so you lose the weight, you get the jitters, there's caffeine, I mean, all of that stuff. Nuts! You're crazy to do it that way. Get healthy the right way. Use Kalotren, Kalotren, as your weight loss formula. It's great because exercise goes with it, for sure. But because the main ingredient of Kalotren is collagen, your body's most important protein, it stops making it when we're in our 20s. So in order to develop and promote healthy lean muscle mass, you need to reintroduce it to your system, and that's what Kalotren does. Recharges your system with collagen, you start losing the weight, and you stay with the program for 4 to 6 months, you'll keep it off. Lose it, keep it off. That's what you want to do the natural way with Kalotren, which you can get by going to toploss.com. The special deal for those of you who use the code DJV right now for Father's Day, get $10 off every bottle, $30 off a 90-day supply, and it continues. $10 off every bottle. Use DJV not only to save the money, but for free shipping as well. Toploss.com for Kalotren, the safe way to lose weight. Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil. DJV listeners from all around the country are finding ache relief online at achefree.live. I've talked about Jane and what Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. Patricia, how Joint Formula 14 got her on her feet following knee replacement. What about you? Response has been so good. Free shipping has been held over for the entire month of June, even if you've tried glucosamine. Joint Formula 14 is really different. You'll get relief or you get your money back. Put away the over-the-counter pain pills. Lasting relief with Joint Formula 14 at achefree.live.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Continue our overview of the charts for the week of June 10th to the 14th, courtesy of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Rich McFadden. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company, and we are talking about the issues that have made it in the survey this week. The number three issue. I'm going to knock off a couple of these with your permission, Richie, and Victoria.
Fire away.
I want to bring, when we bring Harry Hurley in here, I want to focus on a couple of things that are important to his audience as part of our discussion. Relationship with China and North Korea, I mean, there's nothing really new there that I can see unless I'm missing something.
Hong Kong protests are big.
In Hong Kong, yeah, that's true.
That's huge.
We didn't talk about that last week. So in terms of protesting, the impact, you want to explain, you want me to, Victoria, the reason that they're protesting?
Well, you explain, and I will weigh in with expertise.
There's always been this itch that wants to be scratched over there. When Taiwan was basically taken, well, Hong Kong was taken by the Chinese. They said this was an independent entity, and the Chinese government says, no, you're not. We're taking you. Now, what? Hong Kong's going to fight with China? They have no ability to fight back, so they just got lost. Taiwan, same kind of thing going on there. But so this week, you know, people in Hong Kong got upset because the Chinese are trying to put the screws to them even more. And so it has, and the United States, of course, weighs in on the side of Hong Kong, which doesn't, the Chinese government, not much liking that. So the whole situation's gotten heated and gotten a lot of attention, as well it ought to have. All right, so that's kind of what went on. The reason, Victoria?
Well, it's because Hong Kong, which used to be a British colony, has laws more similar to Britain. And when Britain sort of handed it back to China in 97, for 50 years, it was supposed to stay much more similar to British rule. Hmm. And after Xi Jinping, your friend, came into power, he started to put a very heavy hand on things, very heavy hand. And he wants to really pull them into line. And there's a new extradition law that's about to be brought in, and that's what these protests are about. And there are going to be protests all over the weekend, so people should be watching this. And I expect some of them will be violent. What this is if you are accused of certain crimes, and they could be trumped up crimes, of course, you can be extradited to China. Well, once you're in China, in their so-called legal system, you can disappear.
Right. Legal system is we're taking you back and shooting you because we don't like you. Right. So that's, that's kind of, it's a whole different world. This guy puts a nice face on himself, wears Western suits, nice ties and shirts, has a big smile, good haircut, but he's really not your cup of tea, not our cup of tea, not anybody's cup of tea is interested in freedom. And so a couple of things we've already sort of talked about a little bit. The helicopter crash in New York, Richie mentioned, I think Victoria did as well. Really kind of strange. This guy wasn't even instrument rated, and he's out in a helicopter in the fog, can't see where the hell he's going. And he decides he's going to turn around and go back, but he doesn't know where he is. So instead of going back and following the river the way he might have, he goes somehow or other, heads for downtown, and ends up crashing into the top of a 44-story skyscraper. Can you imagine if he'd have been lower and that blade went into the side of the building instead of crashing on the top of what would have happened? Yeah. This guy died. Fortunately, he was the only one who got killed, but this could have been a unbelievable fiasco. That's on people's mind. And then Richie mentioned John Stewart testifying on behalf of the first responders of September 11th, which was very, very poignant and made the new. It actually deserves more attention than it got, frankly, I think. So we're going to come back in a moment, talk about the fate of Kellyanne Conway and Sarah Saunders. This is the Talk Radio Review.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Secretary of State Mike Pompeo claims that Iran was behind the attacks based on an intelligence assessment, the U.S. military now says it has video evidence supporting the claim that Iran was behind the attack on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman yesterday. The military says the video shows men on an Iranian Navy boat removing an unexploded mine from the side of one of those Japanese-owned tankers. The Golden State Warriors championship winning streak comes to an end as Toronto's Raptors took the title last night and are the new NBA champs. Raptors head coach Nick Nurse.
It means a lot for our city and our the country and for these players, staff, incredible group of people.
It's the Raptors' first NBA title. New York's state legislatures voted to remove all non-medical exemptions for immunizations. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The hour. Now we're going to do something that we haven't done. Rich McFadden and I were talking about when we did this last. That is actually put a person who is a noted talk radio personality on the air live to do the countdown with us while he is doing his own program. And so I'm not sure how we blend all these, because the best part of being on the radio, especially doing a program like this, is that it's live and unrehearsed. So what we get is what we get. What I really wanted to do here is acknowledge a gentleman who has made fabulous contributions to local radio in Atlantic City. Harry Hurley does the morning program on WPG, which is the FM talk radio station in the market, actually on both FM at 95.5 and on the AM dial at 1450. Harry is one of the, I would say this in the most respectful way, one of the best of the old-time models. Richie, you'd probably agree with me on this. the way he does his program, the way people respect him, the way that the pieces fit together there are fabulous. He does so much for the community. He has inculcated himself since managing the Trump... What was the name of the Trump Casino? Was it called the Trump Casino in Atlantic City? That's where you first became known to me. Is that what it's called?
Right now, to the Doug Steffen program in markets all over America, local broadcasters, metro market broadcasters, nationally syndicated broadcasters, Sirius XM satellite radio broadcasters, you know that even if you won't admit it out loud, you know you want to be one of those 100. And there are thousands of people that do what we do, and there's only room for 100. I'm so proud to say that over the last several years, Doug and I have become friends because a mutual friend, that's what other friends do. They introduce their friends to special friends of theirs. And Mike Harrison introduced me to Doug Steffen, and it's been a great joy for me to be able to call him friend. Right. Crossover event is very special for me, Doug.
All right, so now we both, and I said this while you were introducing me and introducing us together, we're doing what we call the Talk Radio Roundup, which is an important part of my broadcast week works that we have Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine on for an hour, and then I do conversation with some noted talk radio personalities. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company is here, Rich McFadden from Radio America. And now, because I do like to bring local hosts in and discuss some of the issues, we've invited you to do this. And I said in the introduction, you did a long introduction of me. I'm doing a long introduction of you. Basically, I praised you as being the epitome of what a good local host is all about. What, I don't know if supposed to do, I'm not sure that's the right way to refer to it, but you've taken your responsibilities so seriously and have become such an important part, an integral part of this community that you're in. And so I think I've given the audience around the country the intro to you and the radio station. So I think we've scratched each other's back enough.
Good.
So we can get into some of the issues. And I guess I kind of want to, because this program plays on a couple of hundred stations around the country every weekend, and it does profile the hot hits in talk radio as determined by the research at Talkers Magazine. But when you do a local program, you have a little different nuance. Now, it may be that you talk some about what's going on in Washington or what's going on the border or what's going on around the world, but you have a special spin on it because you're expected to talk about these issues from the local point of view, but you're also expected to take on, and you do this so well, the issues that are important in your part of New Jersey. So I guess I'd be curious, and I think everybody else would be, just for the heck of it, what are the two or three big issues that you and your audience have been talking about this past week that affect you in Atlantic City and in New Jersey?
And I think you hit the nail on the head. And what we also find is we're not from another planet. The things that are important around the country are important here. The things that are important in your neck of the woods are important here. My program of more than 27 years is at times hyper-local, at times a metro sort of driven atmosphere, and about half the program is a national type of perspective where I don't do it any differently than you would or Sean Hannity would or my friend Brian Kilmeade would. So about half the program is local to hyper-local, and half the program is national. If you say over the last week, as you know, Doug, I fill in for Fox News Radio, and I've been very, very pleased. It's been quite a bit over the past more than a year now. And on Wednesday of last week, I was filling in for Todd Starnes from 12 noon to 3 p.m. on all the Fox News syndicated radio networks. And what was initially said to be a small plane crash that quickly turned into a helicopter crash landing was happening in real time. And I hearken back, Doug, to September 11, 2001, when during my morning show shift, all of a sudden right before the 9 o'clock break on September 11th, we hear a small plane has crashed into the World Trade Center. Soon after, that was corrected to a commercial airline plane and the second plane and the Third Plane and the Pentagon and the Western Pennsylvania. And I have to say, until we could get a handle that this was an accident, you can't help but go back. I was back in a 9/11/2001 mindset. So that's one issue. I've got to say that one because we were on in real time when it was going down. Yeah. So there's one.
Yeah. I remember, just as an aside, and McFadden will remember this as well, I was on the air doing the Good Day program at the time. You know, I've been doing a syndicated morning program. It's my 32nd year of doing what was originally Good Day program, now called the DJB Show. That's not necessarily connected to our countdown, but it really it gives me the broad background and conversation to be able to speak about some of these things intelligently. I remember staying on the air that morning at 8:46. A lady named Roberta Fasanelli was on the air with me, and she's in New York, and she's watching this on television. And then I turned on the TV, and Richie turned on. Because one of the things about this, the way I do it, Harry, is that I'm in one place, and the other people that are participating in the program are, like you, in different locations, and we put them all together. Yeah. So we looked at this, and it looked like a small plane at first, and then it just quickly went to a real serious situation. And so as you're blending the story about how you felt regarding the crash, then we focus the number seven issue this week on the countdown is John Stewart testifying before Congress, really berating them, appropriately so, on behalf of the responders, the first responders on September 11th, 2001. I wonder how you handled that in your conversation on your program and your station.
Doug, I'm so happy you asked, because that was the second item. If you said, and what's your second item, it is that. I'm so proud of John Stewart for what he did. Now, in fairness, there were only two members of the committee not there. It was a bigger room for a larger committee. However, his point was still fair, slightly inaccurate, but I know this. The perception is Stewart won. He carried the day.
Oh, yeah.
It's pure what he did. I usually disagree with him on many things, but I took the position, I led our program on the morning after he did what he did, and said how proud of him I was, how much I agreed with what he did. I thought if we're talking about cutting funds from people dying from cancer, the gentleman that you can hardly hear because he's on his 69th round of chemo, that's probably not going to be with us very much longer, or scores of others dying from cancer and leukemia and mesothelioma, I, as a conservative talk show host, could not have been more proud or given more praise to John Stewart. I loved what he said. I loved how he dressed them down. And I couldn't be happier for what he did. And hopefully that kind of lashing that they took from him will have some effect, because he has the cachet to be able to do that kind of thing. And as somebody that typically disagrees with him in terms of his ideology and mine, he was spot on.
Well, one of the things that is a problem, I think, today, and you and I talked about that at dinner last Friday night, how we become so polarized. But to be specific about the John Stewart, the testimony and what's really going on, you got to wonder, as Americans, why? Why is this happening?
Yeah.
How is it that people are so absent from their job, their responsibility, they're so busy arguing about ideology in Washington that they're not doing their job? And so
because they can't walk back to their district and go, see, look what I did for you. It only affects people in New York City, mm-hmm. and there's only one representative there that cares about it. The rest of them are looking out for their own or themselves.
And the voice of Rich
McFadden. Sorry.
Yeah, no, Victoria, I wanted you to jump in on this, too. Go ahead.
It's money they can cut, and they can say, oh, we cut money.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, where is it appropriate? Are people paying attention? Do you find your listeners, Harry, to be more acutely focused on issues than the average bear? Do you think they're more aware of what's going on, either because they're interested or because they're listening to you, or maybe both?
Yes. I've often said I believe my listeners are in the top 1%, however you want to say it, if you want to say 99 percentile in a favorable way, because they take the time to listen. Some take the time to call in. They care enough to listen so that you know that they're probably someone who would be under the profile of a likely voter. I think that 99% of my listeners never miss a single election, whether at the local level or primary elections or any of that. Absolutely. I also want to say to what Rich said, spot on. You all know we had Superstorm Sandy several years ago, a hurricane that is something like a 500-year type of situation. We had members of Congress from around America who voted against federal funding because exactly what Rich said, we had Ferris wheels floating in the ocean. We had people destroyed, and we had unconscionable members of Congress voting against funding because they, exactly what Rich said, they couldn't go home and say, I did something for you, and we have to stop that.
Yeah.
There's also an element of, it's New York.
Mm. Yeah,
there is a prejudice against New York, Victoria, New Jersey.
I want to, before we run out of time here, acknowledge some of the great things that you do. As I said, you didn't hear me early on when I was talking about you, but you are basically the best example, or one of the best examples in the country, of someone who takes his or her job seriously. That is, not just being on the air, but getting involved in the community. And sometimes I miss that, frankly. I've done local radio. The last time I really did it, I guess, well, more seriously, was when I was on KABC in Los Angeles a number of years ago. But I miss the local approach because I love doing things. When I was in Cincinnati, I did stuff like you running that charity golf open that has raised so much money. What did you raise? $800,000 in your...
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's fabulous stuff. And that's why you're there. And that's why you're as popular as you are. And you're a great example for other people around the country who are doing this, that are listening to this program right now. We can't forget why we're here. We're here to engage. We're here to enlighten. We're here to have some fun. We're here to do all kinds of things that are part of the human condition, the human element. And so I just pay great tribute and homage to you as a guy who gets it done, who's been doing this for a long time, and you got a lot of starch left in you. You're a credit to New Jersey and to our business, and so I was happy to have you on as a part of our talk radio review here. Harry Hurley in the morning on WPG Talk Radio 95.5 FM and 1450 AM in Atlantic City. Harry, my hat is off to you. Thank you for being here. It's nice to be able to blend the shows together and have a little bit of fun. We'll have to do it again sometime. Harry Hurley, 48 past the hour. Thanks, Harry. CBD oils and supplements are all the rage right now, right? But how do you know which one to try or who to trust? The DJV Show trusts the professionals at Purity Products, and you can too. They've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years, and now they've introduced the new Purity Products CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic CBD from hemp oil plus clinically tested botanicals in just one little capsule. Soon you'll feel it soothing your aching joints, relieving stress, and improving your healthy sleep. Even more, you can now try Purity Products CBD Super Formula for just $9. Call 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939 for Purity Products CBD Super Formula to reduce stress, promote joint health, and so much more. Call for your $9 CBD Super Formula trial at 800-484-5939. That's 800-484-5939. Hurry, the offer ends soon.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sobering, somber, and silly music. That's what The Shining is. And reality, for some of you that are very serious about this crap, it's not. Chuck Curry is one of those people. But all of these horror movies are just crap as far as I'm concerned. You wouldn't catch me dead or alive in a theater watching this stuff, Chucker, but I know that's what makes a horse race. That's why there's so many different flavors of ice cream, because everybody's got different tastes. Why... we have, what, a renewal of The Shining, at least a reboot, whatever it is you call it. What's going on with The Shining?
Actually, Warner Brothers released a new coming attraction trailer to its sequel titled Dr. Sleep, which is based on a novel by Stephen King that he wrote a few years ago. Ewan McGregor stars in the film as the young boy in the original film, Danny Torrance. 39 years after the original film. I got to be honest, I'm not a big fan of the source material of this film, but it is an effective trailer. I do like Ewan McGregor. And they actually used some older footage from the original film, which gives the trailer a nice effect. It hits theaters this November. So it's called Dr. Sleep. 39 years later, we get
Ewan McGregor is playing the same character that he did as a child.
The Jack Nicholson's son in the little boy, in the movie was, his name was Danny. So he's, Ewan McGregor plays that character as an adult in this film.
It's kind of an unusual trail for him to follow, because he's usually more of a dramatic actor playing in some action roles sometimes, but usually a thought
pro. I think his last film that that Winnie the Pooh movie for Disney. So he goes from playing Christopher Robin to Danny Torrance. Pretty good trajectory for an actor, I would think.
Yeah, wasn't he in Dunkirk? Wasn't he the...
He was also in that, He's a terrific talent.
Yeah, he's a good talent. All right, so that movie is coming out, something you'll look forward to. We're going to go through what's coming out this weekend. I noticed that Sturgill Simpson has released a tune, a country artist. The song is called The Dead Don't Die. I don't know, Carol, you want to... have a little, it's the theme song to the zombie comedy. It's called The Dead Don't Die. Listen to this.
Any more than you or I.
From the movie.
They're just ghosts inside a dream of a life that we don't know.
Bill Murray, Adam Driver. This guy, this movie has some big stars in it. Selena Gomez, Steve Buscemi, Tilda Swinton, Tom Waits, Danny Glover is in this movie. You're all excited about this, aren't you?
No, not really. Actually, it's a small movie that's going to play primarily in the art house circuit.
Really?
I find Bill Murray's career extremely interesting and also perplexing. Here's the guy who will do this film, but he won't star in the Ghostbusters 3, which really has disappointed fans. Although he's supposedly going to make an appearance in the upcoming Ghostbusters 3 with his theaters next summer. Sigourney Weaver actually signed on. She's going to reprise her role from the original two Ghostbusters films for this installment. Ivan Reitman's son is going to direct.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second, though. Wait. I want to make sure I hear this clearly. This is a zombie movie that you don't like. This is a movie you're not gonna. You're not even gonna go see The Dead Don't Die. Is that what you're telling?
Not in theaters. No.
Oh come
on. I might catch it on cable. Yeah, I've got my fill of zombies.
Yeah, really? That's a surprise. There's a shocker right there.
I want to just touch on what's coming out this weekend. It appears if it's not a comic book movie, Doug, movies ain't doing very well. Men in Black International, which is the fourth entry in this franchise without, this is not with Will Smith or Tommy Lee Jones. It stars Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson, her Creed fame, tracking really, actually, surprisingly badly, just a $28 million opening weekend. This is a big budget movie, probably $150, $200 million movie. And then you got the Shaft movie with Sam Jackson, Richard Roundtree. Critics say not kind, but and actually also not tracking very well, despite the fact that it had some really entertaining trailers.
Yeah, I think that movie, you know what, the damn critics and these other people who are always predicting, the movies like this, for me anyway, are critic-proof.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you. But having said that, I do believe social media does have a massive impact, either in a positive way or a negative way, just as a reality. Some good news if you're an animated fan, Toy Story 4, which comes out in a few months, getting great advanced reviews, 100% on RottenTomatoes.com, 47 for 47, positive, and Spider-Man Far From Home tracking at a $170 million opening 6-day weekend when it hits theaters July 7th, which is a Wednesday. So these superhero movies or animated movies doing extremely well, the high-profile ones, but a lot of other stuff is getting lost in the perennial shuffle.
Depends, I guess, on your definition of entertainment as much as anything else. So we'll see how it comes out. Chuck will have the results of the box office totals on Monday here on the
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.